Zero, negative one, negative two. I was just counting off the rest of what Darren was counting off. Welcome to Real Talk with Nighthawk.
Woo!
That's a can of Bud Ice. So, it's July. No, it's not.
Start over. The levels are all messed up, man. No, keep going.
It's August 13th.
So, it's been only 5 weeks
since last time. New record.
Yeah, someone's got the case of the giggles, fairy.
Yeah. So anyway, first thing I want to say is fuck you, Jesse Thorson. This week we are partying and celebrating Dave Straight Fest, which is a couple days from now in Minneapolis, which I guess will be about starting whenever this goes on.
Probably.
It's about all I have to say about that.
You have a full minute of just like dead air.
Yeah, that's just dead air.
This is the first show I did without a DJ so far. I don't know if you can tell. Usually if I say something dumb,
DJ's the glue.
He'll say something stupid and then I can stop. Right. So do what? Sorry. He was at the baseball game, which apparently the Cardinals just tied and they're going to extra innings. So we'll keep you posted on what happened 2 days ago.
Yeah.
We are coming to you live from Alabama Street or Avenue. I actually had that written down. So it says live from AL, capital letters. So last night I had an interesting dream. Somebody handed me a pipe and had a bunch of white powder in it. And I smoked it.
Hype. You were really that, on North Broadway. You were dreaming.
Is that technically freebasing? Or what?
That's totally freebasing.
Isn't that what caught Richard Pryor on fire?
Yeah. Remember the joke he said he'd light the match? He said, what's this? Richard Pryor running down the street.
I've never done that, so I hope that's not like foreboding.
Not this much.
Is that, what's that called, foreboding? When you, well, either way, hopefully it's not like, you know, that's going to happen soon. Like I'm
supposed to say you can get to smoking crack. Practically a smoking crack.
Well, I'm just saying, hopefully I'm not smoking crack like soon.
If you're going to Minneapolis, I'm sure you'll do some sort of
smoking crack,
mind-altering
white powder,
drugs.
Oh, Michael Irvin smoked crack, and he's cool.
Yeah, Michael Irvin rules.
Except for that he was on the Cowboys.
He's got some rings, doesn't he?
I also had another dream where I was driving this car, and it went off the road, and it hit two mailboxes, and then almost hit a house, but this, like, stone bench thing in front of
was
a house
a
stopped
fest?
It. No, it was last night. So, before we get any further, on a serious note,
maybe we haven't gone anywhere yet.
That's before we leave.
Before we get started.
Before we leave point A, I would like to say I'm not going to say like it's dedicated to or anything like that, but just a mention of Bob Reuter passing on August 3rd. That is bad news. He was a love him or hate him. Most people loved him. Love him or hate him, he was a member of what we do here. You know, he had a radio show and played music and took photos and all that stuff. So, you know, that sucks. So, I don't know.
I liked him.
Yeah, I liked him too. Find out there's somebody probably doing a fund or something and put some money there. So, anyway, too bad to hear about that. Hope I don't die soon also. That's an awful thing to say. So anyway, sorry about all that. And so the next section on that note is
good transition
that I've written down. Yeah, I'm full of segues, like a Segway dealership. New Down to Fuck titles, which is Down to Fuck is the band that me and Darren are in with Kurt from the Haddonfields. Apparently, Darren's actually writing songs, which is great. I just come up with song titles and then he writes them, so we haven't practiced yet, but it's coming to a show near you. So I have a few new ones. The one is called Welcome Back Boner, which I think might be played in the key of the theme song from Welcome Back, Kotter. Boner, welcome back. So, and then another one called Take It, which is like what you tell your woman. Take it, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Take it, baby. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then another one called Don't Turn It Off. That's when you're starting to get it going with your baby, and she wants to turn the TV off. So you say, don't turn it off. You know, like in case you're watching the baseball game or something.
Kind of like that.
You want to stay tuned in.
Did you ever watch Seinfeld Nighthawk?
What is that?
I never really followed.
Yeah,
the
show,
no,
I watched it religiously. I've seen everyone probably 40
George
times.
Well, George Costanza, when he had the sandwich on his nightstand while he was.
He also had a personal TV with an earphone underneath the bed.
Yeah, that dude. He's like the king of all that is, dude.
My phone's vibrating.
It's hot.
Oh, this is good radio. Let's see what it says. It's from Lars. It says I may walk over in a bit if that cool. ? God, I love the grammar on text messages. And then another song is called Dick Drunk. That's when people that love the dick get all giggly because they've had so much dick that they're dick drunk. Dick drunk, baby. 1, 2, 3, 4. By the way, every song is the song title introduced before the song, and then baby, and then 1, 2, 3, 4. And I think Kurt said that the only singing he wants to do, or was that? Yeah. He wants to do just the song name and baby, and then I think I'm going to do the 1, 2, 3, 4, and then Darren sings every song. And then I think that was it. Oh, I had one earlier from Lars. I asked him if he wanted me to say anything for him, and he said, "Hey, bud, let me see your dick." So.
That's a song?
No, that's just something. That Let me see your dick, bud. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, he wanted me to say, "Hey, bud, let me see your dick." On the show. Next thing here, my show. It's never going to be in any kind of an order. So, dude, you just piss that away.
I'm sure people get the idea.
Yeah. If you didn't figure out already, 8 minutes in. Kepi Ghoulie's coming with Kevin Seconds.
Awesome.
On August 22nd, it blew Darren's mind. I just told him. He didn't even know. Which is a week from Thursday at the Demo, which is in St. Louis on Manchester, the place next to Atomic Cowboy.
In the Grove neighborhood.
Forest Park Southeast also. I love all these, like, St. Louis is so huge. We should have all these nicknames, like Morgan Ford and River de Paris, Boulevard Heights, like, oh, making it sound real fancy. Or just call it like Sewer. Called Sewer. Shit Creek Southeast. So at the Demo, Kepi Ghoulie next Thursday, the 22nd, with Kevin Seconds at the Demo. So go to that. Chill Dog Cove news. There's a Facebook page now for Chill Dog Cove. So, and apparently somehow a house creates that, and then a face or event page, and it created one for Rumspringer from Tempe, Arizona, playing. I remember the last show we thought, oh, every 6 weeks we'll do this show, which would be next Tuesday, and we were joking around about we got to talk about that show because we probably won't do the show again before that. So here we are a week before. What? So Rumspringer is playing at Chill Dog Cove next Tuesday with Breakmouth Annie and the Cuban Missiles.
Damn that roach.
And like mentioned earlier on Darren saying, "Hand me that roach."
Where's that roach?
Whoa! This show smells like Otto's jacket.
Alice Cooper.
So Alice Cooper, right.
Right.
So go to Rumspringer. It's next week. I think we're going to do the show from the Cove and probably have the band on, maybe, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Go to that. Alder Matt Dobbins, bass player extraordinaire and party animal extra extraordinaire. Other Chill Dog Cove news, Lars said to mention the Nature Center, which is a beer glass with a summer lily
Sounds gay.
In it is on our coffee table. And then Tim found some colored beetle, and it's in a jar on the coffee table. That's the Nature Center news.
How about that sex robot show that just happened last week?
Oh, well, that's a few lines down, but I can skip ahead.
I'm sorry.
I'll get to it. Next thing I have is I sent a text message to old Mr. Well, it should be known that Darren tried to get a phone interview with Jesse Thorson about Dave Straightfest, and, well, he's a dick, so he didn't get back to him.
It's not like he's busy or anything. I'm sure he missed the message.
He's just watching the fucking wristband money roll in. That's what he's doing. I texted Dave. That's such a funny word to say, texted. And I just said, do you have any words for an internet radio show I do about this weekend? Is what I asked him. He said, it was a three-part message, which it might be one part if you have a better phone than mine. But mine is a tip calculator. So it says, come to Minneapolis. The weather has been perfect this summer. Drink some beers, pee where Bob Dylan peed, and overall, just try to bum Jesse Thorson out somehow. It's not hard. As far as the details, everything I know is on the Facebook page. I have 0% to do with setting this thing up. It's all Jesse, Annie, and Kat. I'm just the handsome, likable face they threw on it. Matt Adams is not allowed. Ha. Huh. He must have heard I delivered a pizza to him yesterday.
How?
Maybe because I texted him.
That's weird that he knows about
it. I think I told him just because he's a baseball fan. I know he'd appreciate it. So there's that. Here's the part where I talk about what I did since the last show, which was on July 9th. I talked about how my plates were expired, and they still are. And I got pulled over because of it, finally. And I got three tickets. One for expired plates, one for no inspection, although I told him I had an inspection. And I had the sticker in the window. And one for a taillight out, so.
What happened to the inspection? On
Holy Bin Laden Day, September 11th. That's what I just called it.
That's terrible.
On Al-Qaeda's birthday. September 11th, the day the world blew up. Snooze. I have to go to court. So, that's what happened there. I went to Columbus, like Darren said. That was fun.
That was fun.
That was fun. It was dog shit to step around in the backyard.
We got a little backseat buddy time with just me, Nighthawk, and Kurt.
That was great. Smoothest trip ever.
No tension. No one yelled at each other.
Probably because Noel and Lou weren't there. Might have something to do with it.
We ate chili.
I threw up in the bathroom sink. And we were the only three that stayed there.
And clogged the bathroom sink.
Yeah, it wouldn't drain. So then in the morning, I took a cup out of the kitchen and then scooped it out. One cup scoop at a time.
It was disgusting.
Dumped it in the toilet.
There was no toilet paper, and I had to go get Popeye's chicken napkins out of the car just so I had something to wipe my ass with. And sit there and stare at Nighthawk's puke in the toilet or in the sink the whole time.
Darren thinks we're the only ones that were staying there because nobody else was supposed to stay there, and I didn't ask if we could until like 2 in the morning. But
until we had no place else to go.
Everybody was like, oh, let's stay at this hotel. Oh, yeah, it's... Yeah, let me just spend more money than I already didn't pay Kurt back for yet. But I write things down. I still owe the band money from, I think, probably being in Wisconsin. But I have things written down. So I did that, and then there were some good shows since then. Toys of Kill was good at Firebird with Jetty Boys, DeForester, and...
The Mondales.
The Mondales. Oh, yeah, the Mondales were also supposed to play a show at my house. On the 17th, City Mouse played...
They no-called no-showed your ass.
They no-called no-showed. Guess who's not going to get asked for a show again? I'm saying it right now. The Mondales. So, I've heard that they put something online. Oh, we didn't know we were really playing. Oh, you didn't know when you asked if you could play and you were told by the touring man that you could? Yep, that's how you get going there, kiddos. And then on the 28th at the Cove, we also had New Madrid and Susie Trash from Springfield, Missouri, which was great. And I saw Modo on July 18th at blank space. That was awesome. And Mass Intruder played July 26th at Firebird. I guess I'll have a new segment called the show recap. I don't know. Whatever, they were all good. That's all I can tell you. If you weren't there, you're dumb. Like I said,
witnessing history here. There's a new segment.
New segment. It's boring.
Born, not boring.
It's boring. It's being born. Yeah, you're stupid if you weren't there. So I think I had some other. I was looking for something. Anyway. Also, personal things. I went camping recently in Kentucky. I went to the longest cave. I think it's the longest cave in the world, Mammoth Cave in Kentucky. On the way there, I drove through Illinois again. And had to drive through it on the way back. And we'll get to Illinois here in a few lines. Probably about 8. I ate shark meat recently. Have you guys ever had that?
At Cyberts.
I've been talking for a while, so you guys should probably interact here.
Have you ever had the shark bites
at Cyberts? It was at Cyberts.
Okay, yeah. Delicious. Fucking delicious, yeah. Right?
Yeah. So I ate shark. I had one piece. I was like, it's okay, but I'm going to get back to this terrible. It was like a diced up chicken Philly cheese steak sandwich. Well, they just throw a bunch of peppers and onions on it. It's like, all right, maybe I should have just got like a sandwich where it was just chicken and cheese and I don't need all these onions and peppers. Yeah, it was not good.
Why did you just get the wings? That's the go-to.
Well, I guess next time I go out to dinner with you, I'll get the wings.
No, I'm not taking you to dinner. I'm just saying if you go to Cyberg's, you should get the wings. They sell the wing sauce.
He's so quick with his statements. I'm not taking you to dinner.
No, there's no fucking way. So, no, I've also had shark fin before in a dim sum dumpling. I'm blessed to be dating a girl of Chinese descent. And apparently in the dragon culture.
Here we go, bringing race into it. Come on, yeah, do it on your own show.
Apparently in the dragon culture, come on, dude. They eat the fin of shark wrapped in a dumpling.
Come on. Race, really? I don't even like to walk. I'm not going to run anywhere.
No shit, he ain't. Look how fat Nighthawk's getting.
Nighthawk looks Auschwitz fat. There we go.
The only death camp where they only feed you 30s of Budweiser.
Bud Ice, buddy.
And Pop-Tarts.
And shark.
Shark.
So I had shark and it was all right, whatever. I learned how to drive stick shift also the same night.
The first time ever?
Yep, 32.
Wow.
First time I ever tried.
Congrats.
Yep.
How'd you feel? Good?
Any big mistakes?
It'll work out.
My left foot got tired.
Did you stall out anywhere?
Oh, of course.
What kind of car was it?
A European.
Oh, so it doesn't.
That's all I could say.
Yeah, exactly. They all blend in.
Audi.
If they don't have a motherfucking bow tie.
It was a station wagon.
Sounds gay. All right. Dudes in the back naked. Another. For you.
Yep. We were in the Grove.
Tight.
Another thing.
Stick.
Stick. So I also played horseshoes recently. That was fun. I think I pulled a muscle like.
Crandallet?
Did you go to the Crandallet?
We were at the Crandallet.
Were you Ronnie's partner?
No. Oh, Ronnie's partner was Trainwreck.
Yeah, he hit me
up. They didn't do well.
No, he hit me up about doing that. He'd mentioned there was like free food and booze and
yeah, horseshoes. It was put on I'm gonna plug these guys. It was put on by the Sooner or Later Social Club. It's a bunch of dudes that we all know and hang out with and they put it on. And it was $20 a dude, all you could eat. Well, it wasn't all you could eat because you got like a cheeseburger and a bratwurst, but all you could drink and horseshoes. And then the winning team, which was Dad and Gabe Murr, their team name was Dad and Son. Pretty good team name.
Perfect.
I don't know what they won, but after the money for the expenses got taken back, it was cash prize, and second place got their money back.
Yeah, but didn't they have to come back from a double elimination?
They did, because they were in the losers. They came out of the losers bracket, so then they had to beat Angelo and Tim,
which were... He's a professional bowler.
Team TNA. Yeah, Tim is a professional bowler.
Probably why he's good at horseshoes, I'm guessing. Cause
he ain't that good if Dad beat him.
When you're on, you're on.
Dad might call in here. That's reminds me, the phone lines are now open. Phone lines are now open, Dad.
Are you better at washers or horseshoes?
I'm better at washers.
Yeah. Are you overhand or underhand washer thrower?
Underhand.
If you throw overhand, then you're just stupid.
Yeah.
No, I've got a friend who has spectacular at washers, and he does the like a free throw shot style.
Yeah, it's I have a friend like that does that too. His name is Brad Jokerst.
Is it? Well, I wouldn't doubt that he doesn't throw overhand.
And it's awful that he throws finesse. Like that.
Let's say, yeah, Brad's a very stylish fella, so I figure he might throw overhand.
So horseshoes was fun. I think I pulled a muscle somewhere around like...
It's a lot of exercise.
My right side below my shoulder. It hurts.
Pretty heavy washer or horseshoes, aren't they?
Yeah, they're heavier than washers. The first time I've been out there in like two years, probably throwing the first one I threw about as hard as a throw a washer, and it went like halfway to the other side. I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to throw that maybe further. So I had to do that, and I didn't stretch out. What's the Cardinals update?
Two outs.
Dude, bases loaded.
Two outs. Cosman just struck out.
Oh, there's two outs now. Yes, bases loaded with two outs, but we started with no outs, bases loaded.
Still tied?
Ain't that the Cardinals? Yep. Still tied.
Bad radio. I wouldn't ask, but I can't see it.
We're talking about a game that is being played 4 days from when you might hear this.
It's 4 days. I like to say 2 days. So the next thing I have
Wait, hold on. That's assuming that someone sees this and then clicks on it. Like, I cannot wait. That's assuming. Anyhow, go ahead.
They will.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think my mom does that.
We're going to be famous.
But she's unemployed. So, if anybody's looking to hire Nighthawk's mom to do anything. not gross.
Does she clean houses?
Probably for you.
Yeah.
Mama Nighthawk?
Yep. She likes to take payments of Budweiser and Camel Lights and Jägermeister.
I think you're breaking radio history. The first person to ever pimp out their mom. The fucking. Hey.
If I gave your mom a carton of
She's
Camel
gonna be
Lights,
really happy that I said that.
If I gave your mom a carton of Camel Lights, would she mow my grass?
I don't know. I would. Dad would probably do it for a joint. I don't know.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Of Reggie. Just a joint of Reggie.
Of Reggie.
So, yeah, call in, Dad. All right, so the next thing I have is the Sex Robots, like Darren was mentioned earlier. Sex Robots played. Mario was in town last week, and they could only play one night.
His grandfather turned 90.
How about that? 90. Amazing. So they played and it was Life's great. Good. And if you weren't there again, you're dumb. And it was a great show. And
great show.
Sex Robots always play a great show. Haven't played in a couple years. I delivered pizza to Matt Adams the other day. I have a new job. I have two pizza jobs now. Just when you think that you're only delivering pizza, you do it twice for two people. Mondays I work 15-hour days. How about that? I left home yesterday about 10:30 to go to the bank to put money in, and then got home about 1:45 a.m. And the whole time in between was delivering pizza.
Good radio.
Dad. Speaking of Dad, Dad moved.
Where?
In case anybody was curious about that, he lives with Blowtard now. Dad lives with Blowtard.
You know what had happened if Blowtard heard you? Call him Blowtard on the World Wide Web.
He would blow up like Blowtard? Well, I don't normally call him that. I only call him that around people that want to know him.
Behind his back.
I call him Matt SZ. Because his last name is hard to pronounce, but starts with the letters SZ.
It's cool. I have no idea who either of them fucking guys are.
Or Dave Strait.
SZ.
Or Dave Strait.
So the reason why this show sounds so awful is because I didn't prepare for it. We haven't done it in a while, and then it was like, "Oh, we'll start up on the 13th again."
I gave everybody 3 weeks' notice to prepare.
Yep, I'm not ready. I'm not saying Darren didn't.
3 weeks' notice.
I'm not saying Darren didn't. I totally knew about it, and did not all of a sudden realize it until Sunday, and I was like, "Oh shit, that's in 2 days." And then on Sunday, I wasn't gonna do it because whatever. I was doing stuff. Yeah. I was watching the baseball game. I went to an Indian restaurant Sunday.
You can tell you have a girlfriend, dude.
Yeah, that sounds so gay.
But I haven't said it. So, So I have a girl.
Cream of fucking.
So Nighthawk has a girlfriend.
Cream of curry.
That's on the radio. No, I had like a spicy chicken that was like not in anything, and it just tastes like a bunch of sliced up chicken with spices on it. It was all right, and they had Michelob in bottles.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yep. Was it Ultra?
Classy date.
Ultra? No, fuck you. I don't do push-ups. If you run in place, this is your beer.
John Weiner.
Yeah. Yeah, John Weiner. Stretch marks and...
and Ultras.
And Ultras, and that was apparently what he drank in college, so his nickname was Ultra. And that's what I have him in my phone under. John Weiner from the Dope Means, everybody. Drank so much Mick Ultra in college, and that's his nickname. Also loves the Olive Garden. Thinks it's so great that those shitty-ass breadsticks that they give out for free are great.
Mazzoli's,
I mean,
way better.
Cincinnati is not any kind of a land of anything. So, Skyline Chili, we'll leave it. So yesterday I worked like a million hours, and then today I couldn't prepare for the show because I am an uncle for the second time. How about that? And my name is not Gerald, which is Darren's uncle's name.
What's your nephew's name?
No, I have a niece.
Niece.
I have a nephew who's two, but now I have a niece, and her name is Sydney.
Sydney Stuhlman?
Yes. And I went out. Why
that's
is that funny?
That's kind of racist with the SS. Fucking.
Yeah. The last name's German, and the initials are SS, so she's part of the Stormtroopers. Is that what they're called? No, that was on Star Wars. So earlier tonight, I was watching Family Guy, and it was like the one where there's the Star Wars mock.
There's a bunch of those.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, like, Family Guy's already, like, hard enough to follow, and then you make it Star Wars related. So I have a niece or whatever, so I had to go out to the hospital and, like, hold this little baby. So I thought,
did you get pictures?
My brother took him. Oh, and I looked at him afterwards, and I was like, man, I look like I'm really old. He's like, I know, like 40. And he's younger than I am. He's like 30. But I'm like, oh, I think I'm getting thin. And then, like, I didn't have a hat on out there, so, like, you can see more of my gray hair. And I look really tired because I worked and delivered pizza for 15 hours yesterday. So I'm holding this baby, like, all hunched over in a chair. I do look like a fucking old man. So those pictures are fucked up. So, anyway.
When are you going to have a little Nighthawk?
As soon as your mom quits taking her birth control.
Anybody got a job for my mom?
I got a job for your mom. My mom's turning this off right now. New segment. We don't have any music yet, but Darren's just doing it with his mouth. It's a cappella. He just goes do. So I was making fun of Travis earlier for not knowing who Dave Strait was, which I don't really know how it's possible. Not that he's like John Kennedy or something, but like, come on, whatever. And then he's like, oh, I bet you, there's a lot of stuff I could ask you. You don't know the answer to. I'm like, oh, new segment called Questions for Nighthawk. So this is, all right, here's how this works. Each of you two, Travis and Darren, and do what? He's not here, so he doesn't get to ask. You each get one question. It can be about anything in the fucking galaxy. Is galaxy big or universe? Speaking of Star Wars.
Universe. Galaxy.
It doesn't matter. Whatever's the bigger one. Anything.
I want to ask you. I mean, I could ask you something universe. Like, who is Dave Strait? Something that
I just go, a dude know. I know that you don't know.
Right. I want to ask you something that you may know, just to see how smart. Would your topic be from American football?
No, or you
baseball?
Can. You don't.
I want to ask you a sports-related question.
I don't choose what you ask me. You get to ask anything, and I don't know anything about it.
See what was more interesting to you, to your show.
Purposely ask me about marine biology every time, and I'll just be like, I don't know.
Well, I know. That's why I want to ask you about something that you may know. What do you know better, football or baseball?
Baseball.
Over the years, over.
I know more about baseball.
Which one of your roommates has a bigger penis?
Well, Lars earlier said, let me see your dick. I've only... Are you talking about a bigger penis than me? Or just which one of those three has the bigger one?
Well,
the dog's
either or.
Dude, the dog's dick's pretty big. The Red Rocket. Have you ever lived with a dog? I haven't until
Not like that,
past year. Man, it's like a mountain lion. It's crazy. Like that red thing just like comes. It's weird. Like, God. It's so weird. You always thought when you were a kid, like a dog's dick was just like this little nub with hair on it.
Lipstick.
And it pees out of it. And then this thing comes out. Yeah. And it's like, I didn't notice that until I was like 31. I'm like, the dog dick is just like this little red, like fleshy thing that
31.
Pokes out. It's like a pinky finger. Yeah. I didn't notice it until I was 31, which was last year. So, are you saying which one of my roommates has the bigger dick?
That's a quiz.
I've never seen Gian or Tim's, and I've seen Lars's dick, and he'll swear up and down it's bigger than mine, but I don't know. I guess he's got the biggest one I've seen, because I haven't seen Gian or Tim's. I think mine's probably bigger than Lars's, though.
Would you be willing to bet on it?
Pull out and measure?
Or bet on it? I mean, like, who cares if you just show
it? Yeah, we could do a dick measure on the show.
A live dick measure. We can do that next week.
Let's do that next week, yeah. Now, is it just like when you pull it out, or is it like a full boner?
The serious look on your face.
Let me ask you. I'm ready for an MLB question for you.
I want it to be boner.
Which MLB player holds the record for the most stolen bases in a career?
This guy just typed in a whole bunch of shit.
Of course I did.
And then he's
like,
now I got a question. Career. Ricky Henderson.
You're smart.
I always said I was. No, right. That's it. You only get one question.
No, I want one more with you.
No, that's, you know, you have to wait.
Which
Darren got his dick question, and then you got your baseball question.
I'm answering these right, so I want to see if...
You can ask me another question and then not get one next week. You only get one per week. That's the rule on this thing.
All right, fine, motherfucker.
Well, we could do a round table, stuff that nobody knows, and like we each ask each other a question.
Or we can move on and talk about something interesting.
Can you tell me one thing? Which MLB
we
pitcher
could.
Has
I
the most...
I could also not waste my time doing this, but...
Which MLB pitcher has the most strikeouts ever?
Who?
Which MLB pitcher has the most strikeouts of all time? I actually got this one right. So
I know the most wins is Cy Young.
Right.
You say right like you knew that.
No, I really did know that. I got that question right on the trivia, too.
Most strikeouts. Randy Johnson.
No.
Nolan Ryan.
Yeah. It was Randy's like right under him.
All
right.
Well, you just lost your question for next week. So. Darren's being smart, not talking. All right, so that's the new one. Oh, one other thing that I did. I'm going to be in a wedding. This is whatever.
Whose wedding?
Oh, my youngest brother is going to get married, but not for like another year. But I found out on Saturday at the Horseshoes Tournament that I get to wear a tuxedo. So get your cameras out, whoever goes with that. So time for the record of the week. Perfect timing because I have to pee. So this is when Travis should get up, or Darren. So the record of the week is my original. All right, the first week was Transistors, and then they couldn't play it because they don't have a record player. And then the
you
second,
don't have a record player either.
I do. It's my parents. Thanks. And then the second week, and I have another one that's broke, which is the same model, Panasonic. That's my great aunt's. That doesn't work. So the second week, I brought Side A. The second week, I brought the Transistors again, and we played it, and we played Cool Mutants in an effort to sell some records since they broke up and bailed on me, and it hasn't worked. But before the Transistors, I was like, oh, I'm going to play this one. It's MU330 covering Vacation by the Go-Go's.
Oh,
St. Louis local legends, MU330, playing Vacation, originally recorded by the Go-Go's. That was a record off Asia Man Records from 1997.
Who was the split with?
Split was with the Blue Meanies, covering Stone Cold Crazy by Queen, which we're going to play here in a few minutes. And
have you had that since 1997?
I think so.
Perfect.
Or roughly a little bit afterwards, and I did surprise Darren by telling him we're going to play the backside. So, I was witnessing Record of the Week. It's not a song, it's a record. So I could bring in like a 78 or something and really go for it. So I was at this party Saturday, and there was some karaoke going, and some people were singing that song. And I was standing with my friend Mike, and I said, "Hey, this isn't too bad, but it's not nearly as good as the cover that MU did." And he said, "No." And then I said, "Yeah, well, on that record, actually the better side is probably the Blue Meanie side. And no offense to MU330, but as far as the two go, I would say the Blue Meanies are probably the better band and definitely the better side out of the record." And
but how do we know? We haven't heard it yet.
Because you're about to play it, and then people can call in and then talk about which side that they like more. So this
the
side
phone lines
is,
are now open. 1-800-6969-HAWK.
This song is Stone Cold Crazy by Queen, covered by the Blue Meanies out of Chicago. Fireball. Side of that record. They're both great, but I think that's the better one. Anyway, so the next thing I'm doing is doing a book excerpt from I Was a Teenage Doctor.
Everybody's favorite.
So what I do now is I ask Travis or Darren to pick a number. For the month, I already have decided on reading out of because there's only two. I'm alternating. The first time we did February, then we did March, but March only had first and second, if you're keeping track at home. If you are, I feel sorry for you, and you should get a hobby, go out or something. So we're doing January, and Darren said 3. And I said, "All right, I got 31 to pick from." And he's like, "You got 31 pages?" I'm like, "No, there's 31 days in January, and I did something for each one." So here we go. January 3rd of 2012. I keep thinking it was 2011, but I guess it's It's as good as last year. Seems really far away. So here we go. I got up around 4 p.m. You guys can interject too. I think it would sound.
He says one line.
I think it would sound better if somebody interjected. So I'm not just talking, but it's not a big paragraph. So
should
this is a short one.
Ooh, 4 p.m. Really? So 4 p.m. What were you doing the night before?
Late arrival. Well, I have to go back to January 3rd, which we're not going to read. All right, so I read. So I read that. The next line is, I had to be at work at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
All right, don't do that. So that didn't leave me with much time to get anything done. I decided to just drive to my parents' house and check my email and a couple other things online. I don't have the internets. On the way there, I realized I left my phone at my house. Normally, I wouldn't care about not having my phone, but it's kind of crucial in delivering pizza. So, I wasn't at their house long. I drove back home and then to work. Nothing worth mentioning happened on any of the deliveries. I went to the bar after work for some more free Budweisers. Apparently, I got free ones earlier or something. I'm interjecting now. I'm doing like a different voice, well, different tone. I don't know if you can tell. Okay. Duet and Mustard Rob were there. Shots of Jägermeister were also consumed. It was there that Rob and I came to an agreement. His label, Pancake Productions, would pay for half of the next issue of Dudes Magazine.
I remember this night.
In return, I would put his logo somewhere on the back cover. Deal. Side note, that never happened. I met a girl with a prosthetic leg that night. She seemed like she wanted some of the Hawkman.
That's Suzanne for all you listeners. And she's always there. And she probably was going for a piece of Hawkman.
But then her boyfriend came around. Oh well. I stayed until around 4 a.m. I went home and drank more beer and smoked some of the weed I recently got. I also watched the Ken Burns documentary on baseball. I got it for Christmas. I passed out on the couch while doing so. I woke up around 6 a.m. and went to bed. Any questions or comments on January 3rd of last year?
I mean, you've seen that Suzanne girl. Like, would you make out with her?
On January 3rd of last year?
Yeah. Okay, like if she'd have driven strong to the hoop, would you have slammed, dunked it?
I probably would have goaltended. Which means I would have knocked the ball up into the net. Or it would have hit the glass. Or however goaltending works. Travis, any comments on the January 3rd reading? your comments are almost about
very
as good
busy
as,
day.
I don't know.
I mean, it was really fucking intriguing. I didn't hear any masturbation going on, so I just can't think that would be a full day for you.
Well, I must have been tired.
Must have.
So I just texted Do What, and I said, give us a game update for the show. And then he said, by phone or text. And is spelled E-R. Do I have a machine that does text? I mean, isn't the phone the same thing? So I'll just say either. And then as I'm going to try and read, not another thing. You don't want to hear that. So now we're on baseball. Now we're on the baseball standings. The Cardinals are currently in extra innings tied with the Pirates. And while that's happening, Travis is going to pull up the standings because I didn't type them up. I did text Nato earlier, who is the guy that I am kind of comparing my picks with, if you've been following along. And earlier I said, what did I say here? His number must be weird because it separates the text into one category that I sent to the ones he sends me back. So anyway, I put, do you have anything to say about your picks for the show tonight? And Nato said, I am shocked by the Nats' failure to be at 500. I regretted picking the Angels almost immediately after doing so, and whoa, check the Royals out. And then I said, any words regarding Dave Strait? And Nato, who lives in Minneapolis, said, Dave Strait is a nice fellow, and I approve of his existence, and he should probably move back into the Alamo. So take that, Dave Strait. I guess Travis left the room, so he's not pulling up the standings.
No, standings right here.
But maybe Darren did.
No, they're right there.
We can compare them to... We can compare them to what my picks are. Since I can't see the computer, I'll say what my picks were for each division and the NATOs, and you tell me how many of them are actually true. NATO's the guest. He's from out of town. National League East. NATO picked Washington, who we were just talking about.
No, that is incorrect.
He picked the Reds to win the Central.
Well, nope, not even close. But Washington is in second in the East with Atlanta leading.
We only care about who's actually in first right now.
I don't give a fuck. I'm just trying to explain the facts to people.
Nato picked the Dodgers to win the National League West.
Well, so far he's on track.
Really?
Yes.
He also has some side bet. Well, we didn't make a bet, but he has
the
side.
The LA Dodgers have a commanding lead on the West. They're 7.5 games above Arizona.
Nato has a side thing that says the Giants would finish below 500. What's their winning percentage right now?
The Giants' winning percentage is .444.
Wow. Early in the season, Nato was way off, but it's starting to look pretty good. Nice call, Nate.
They're doing god awful, actually.
And then we'll stay in the National League and we'll do my picks, which my picks were the West was the Dodgers. So I am also doing that. And then the Central, I had the Cardinals, which is wrong.
You're 3 games back. You're all right.
And then in the East, I also had Washington. So
no, Washington is 14.5 games behind Atlanta right now. So it seems like Atlanta's got
that shit. It seems
like
the National League East is a wash for both of us.
Yep.
The American League East for Nato was Tampa.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
Boston's on top 3 games.
The Central was the Tigers.
Yep, they're up 6.5 games on Kansas City.
And he had the Angels in the West.
No, not even fucking close. The Angels are 15 games back from Texas, who's leading the league right now.
Game over Oakland.
And then I had in the American League, the East, I had Baltimore.
Is Baltimore even worse? They're 5 games back from Boston. They're 3rd.
Are they behind Tampa?
Yeah, they're 3 games behind Tampa.
And then in the Central, I had Detroit. And then I also had the Angels. So our 2 worst picks that we both have are the Angels and the Nationals. Which one is further out of first place? For each of their own divisions.
Oh, well, the Angels are doing terrible, by the way. I'm just going to point that out. They're at a .453 percentage. So the Angels are out. Looks like they're out 15 games, and then you want me to check on what, your West? Well, Washington's out 14.5, so the Angels are by far the worst you've got. And then you've got the Washington Nationals half back at 14.5, then Arizona at 7.5. But Angels are terrible.
Here's some information probably nobody wants to hear.
Just like the rest of the show.
Yeah. We both picked Washington and Anaheim to be in the World Series. And out of our picks, those are the 2 teams in each league that are doing the worst. So I guess we're going to re-pick when it comes time to the playoffs, because the Angels and the Nationals are not, I don't think, quite going to do it.
How's Nato's Brewers doing? Goddamn last. 19.5 games out in the worst league in the National League. The Brewers are at a .432 win percentage. Good job, boys. Brew crew. How's that Ryan Braun doing?
Oh, I think he's on vacation.
He's taking a little vacation. You know what? Literally, he probably is, though. I mean, I don't fucking pity that guy.
Another team to check out for Nato is he also Nato's from Wisconsin, so the Brewers are his number one team, but now he lives in Minneapolis for quite a while.
The Twins.
So he also likes the Twins, which I know suck.
Yeah, they're
so which one is the worst winning percentage, the Twins or the Brewers?
Oh, the Brewers. So I know which the one Brewers by far. The Brewers are 19.5 out, and the Twins are 15.5 out, second to last in their division, which Central AL Central is not too bad of a division. It's a harder division than ours, but yeah, they're under 500.
They're both under 500?
Oh, yeah.
Which one's worse?
Dude, the Brewers.
Not as far as the division lead, but who's
got the worst winning percentage? The Brewers. 0.432. Yeah, I'd say.
So he probably needs a new team in each league, huh?
Yeah, 0.457 is Minnesota. So I mean, they're gaining on 500. And that's how I've always felt about off sports subject about the Rams is if they can get to 500, I won't hate them as bad.
They're going to be at 500 this year. I know it.
Yeah, they looked really good against the Browns in the summer.
Oh, that's camp. Preseason. That doesn't matter. They're playing my Packers this weekend.
Well, it's preseason. I guess it doesn't matter, huh?
It doesn't matter. All right, next, moving on. So that was it. Much as I want.
Oh, he's at 53 minutes.
Back to states that I hate. Illinois. Three times in a row. Oh, and it's just going to be Illinois every time. If I didn't tell you that the first two times. So Travis just walked out. And he was kind of who I was hoping would kind of go for this year. But Darren could probably step in.
I hate Illinois.
Yeah, we all do. Like I said, I went camping recently and had a drive through Illinois. And I was like, well, this sucks. And then drove through on the way back. And I was like, this sucks. And we decided that what we would discuss tonight was it seems like they tax people on stuff higher than in Missouri, at least comparatively. And then cigarettes are way high. And then gas.
Oh, no,
I think it's all because of Chicago. Like they know people in Chicago, like supply and demand or some kind of economical bullshit. Like they'll get away with charging that. And then the whole state just gets fucked. Like if you live in Carbondale, for instance, you have nothing to do with anything near Chicago. And like you're like 2 hours from St. Louis. But you still have to pay like $8 a pack for Camels or something, or like $5 a gallon of gas, when in St. Louis it's like, you know, $4 a pack of cigarettes and I don't know, probably $3.50 for a gallon of gas. But Travis is on the internet machine right now.
Yeah, no, I was not meaning to chime in and get in the way there, but I was gonna let you know I'm gonna look up the most corrupt states.
I want you to be in the way here.
Because I'm willing to bet that Illinois has got to be somewhere, man. I feel Georgia. Like they're just terrible. I don't.
No, Darren, this is about Illinois here.
No, yeah.
Whatever he was looking at, Georgia's the worst state.
No, I don't know.
That's where the big
where,
boss
that, that's Fox from. News. They lie.
I think he's from there. DJ would correct me right now if he was here, but he's not. He's at an extra innings baseball game. Good for him. Happy birthday, Nicole's mom.
Happy birthday, Nicole's mom.
So anyway, the cigarettes and gas are expensive, and I think the taxes are worse, and you can go fuck yourself, Illinois.
Yeah, 24-hour bar and all day, though.
Yeah. How many times have you gone to fucking Pops or the Oz?
A lot.
How many times have you gone to Brooklyn?
How many times have I gone to the Oz? Zero. And Pops, not for a show.
How many
zero.
Times have you gone to PT's or Roxy's? How many times have you went to SNL Rub?
Did that used to be under another name?
I don't know. It's the that's just the sign I always see anytime I've been over them. Like, oh, that looks like a hand job massage. That looks terrible, dude. I'm looking at it. It says Georgia's like the worst state.
No, whatever site you're on,
I think
is lying.
I think this is just like overall, like as far as like what they get, as far as like their police and all that shit. I'm talking about the most. I need to look up the most corrupt.
That's just put states that suck the most, and it'll probably be all Illinois. Ding 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 ding. Minneapolis. Minneapolis. Minneapolis.
Let's move out. There's a whole Facebook group dedicated to Illinois sucks. Let's move out of the state.
All right.
That's awesome.
I think we proved our point here. We're probably gonna stop talking about while we're looking at websites. So it's time for my favorite game of the show called Guess How Many Empties Were in Nighthawk's Rig. And so the last show I said I was really close to cleaning it out, and I did. And I cleaned it out on July 17th. Darren's trying to cheat. And the last time I cleaned it out was April 13th. So 3 months and 4 days later. The first time was 109 cans and 4 bottles, and then 3 months and 4 days later, I cleaned it out, and Travis and Darren each guess. And whoever's within, I think we decided whoever's within 10 cans or 10 total or something, get. Or if anyone wants to call in, too, I mean, we haven't heard the phone.
Phone lines are now open, 1-800-696-9696-HAWK.
That's not the number. The phone number is... 1-800 call in and talk.
Pick up a phone.
It's not that number either. But just call in, and whoever's close gets a... I think it's a big wet kiss from me. Oh, I put it right here. If you're within 10, you get a big wet kiss live. So you can come down to Chill Dog Cove next week at 6819 Minnesota. 63111, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'll say 80.
And you get to guess, and you can come down, and I'll kiss you live, a big wet one on the air. And you can talk to Rumspringer live. All right, so I know how many it is. So Darren's saying 80. Travis? Darren's wrong, by the way. I'm just going to say that. It'll probably help your guess out, but... you got to be within 10. What's that show called? Price is Right rules. You
so
just
I'm
got.
I'm guessing
within 10 either way.
How many you have currently?
No. So the first time I cleaned it out on April 13th, and it was 109 cans, 4 bottles.
Okay.
July 17th, 3 months, 4 days later, I cleaned it out, and I had X amount. You have to guess.
Oh.
Thank you, bro. Triple digits.
I don't think he did. I would say that he.
Darren didn't think so.
No.
He's wrong.
Might be trying to trick me, but I guess I'm going to go ahead and go big. So I'm going to say you had 112 empties in the rig.
Well, I guess we're counting everything.
Yeah, we are. Empties, right?
Just Darren,
empties in general.
Darren's wrong. Darren said 80. Travis said 112, and it was 100 cans and 7 bottles, so 107.
Wow.
So Travis is within 10.
Getting kisses.
So he gets to get a big wet kiss, and he will get that in 1 minute after I say.
I'll for free, and then I'll buy merch.
I also, I found some bonus items in the car, and you get to guess what those are.
The bonus items.
There's two. One is something that you write with.
Okay.
You have to guess which kind of thing.
The
other thing is like a thing that you get to make sure your lips don't get all crusty. All
right, so the first thing that you
I'm going to come over and give Darren a wet kiss. I mean, Travis.
The first thing that you had was probably a...
Travis won week two of guess how many. Big wet kiss.
So
this
I was...
very wet, I won't lie.
No, it wasn't wet. It was actually stubbly, kind of horny. So,
kind of like Darren's butthole.
I'm going to guess a blue ink pen that you write with.
Well, I didn't, you have to guess the color, but it was a pen.
Okay, and then Carmex.
Well, Darren should have guessed too then.
Blue. No, I win.
Yeah, but yeah, whoever guessed how many gets to guess the bonus items.
Blue.
Chapstick. So with, yeah, you pretty good. I would say that counts as two.
Give another kiss.
Great. Well, that counts as two correct guesses. There's nothing about a kiss for the bonus items. I want to move into dumb shit Darren says, which I had written down for last week. We were really doing it, Darren says we're really doing it, guys. We're really doing it. I hate that, and he said that he said it initially. Guy Morgan for why? Tell that why?
Because we got in the van and Sean and Dustin just seemed so excited to be, you know, doing something on the road. That's what we're talking about. So we're really doing it, and I think Sean really, really doing it.
Yeah, I hate that. And then, so, that, and then I was going to have, like, one a week, but, like, I think I forgot to say it last week, so, which was 6 weeks ago. No, five weeks ago. So, that, and then the one I hate now is good radio. Like, Darren says it sarcastically anytime. It's...
Like now.
Yeah.
Now would be the time I would say it.
Good radio. So, good radio now, what's the Cardinals update?
Still tied, bottom of the 12th. John Jay up, two outs. Looks like we're probably going to go into extra innings again. I could be wrong.
So what inning is it now?
Bottom of the 12th.
Oh, wow. I remember, I have it written down. I was supposed to be here for my second week on May 28th. No, that was the first one. Oh, June 4th. But I was at the game and it went 14 innings, and it was over around midnight, and these guys were finished by then. So that's funny how DJ won't be here because of the same thing, because it's 11:27 right now.
Any final thoughts, Nighthawk?
Yeah, there's a couple other things we could talk about.
Well, you're over on time.
Yeah, well, we already established that. Thank you for saying that. the first show was 1 hour. And then the second one was 1 hour and 10 minutes. Oh, I sent the second show to a few people on the Facebook, and I got one response from a girl in San Diego, Justine, who does the Dudes Mag webpage. Hi, Justine. And good job, by the way. Go to dudesmag.com. It's really good. All the issues are on there. You can check them out. And sent a Facebook thing back that said, I don't have 70 minutes to listen to you mumble. And I was like, all right, fuck you. And so that was 1 hour and 10 minutes. And then I was thinking that we'd progressively get longer until we eventually get to like 2 or 3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
So where are we at right now?
1 hour and 3 minutes.
All right, well, we have to go to at least 1 hour and 10. I only have like one other thing that I've written down to say, and then somebody wrote my book, fuck you. Just says fuck you at the end of my thing. Which I guess Darren did when I went to the bathroom and got a cookie. There's some freshly baked cookies over here at the Alabama Studios. I just want to say again, come down next week to the Rumspringer show, and then come down early and you can hang out and check out how our radio show really doesn't work. And that'll be good. And,
yeah, that'll be awesome.
So do that. And I don't know. I think I went through all my stuff.
See you in Minneapolis.
If you guys want to ask me anything right here, while the phone lines are apparently down.
Oh, hang on.
Does Darren or Travis want to ask me anything that I could talk about for a while?
Remind me of
the
job.
Oh, she doesn't really need one, but like, you know. So, Travis, any questions?
Stumped.
That's it, I guess. Man, so we're going back in time. All right, well, I got one last thing to say. It's called I'm Proud and Bye.